So good afternoon, good morning. Welcome back, everybody. If you missed the last few days where each day I've been doing a YouTube and Facebook live video stream looking at Pods and Metabox, you all as members of WP Studio, you can now rewatch all that stuff directly in the WP Studio library. So I've rewritten the template so that if I do something on YouTube, it'll automatically bring it into the WP Studio library. So it won't just have to be Vimeos, or I won't have to translate everything. It can be, just be right there. And if you missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you only have time to watch one of them, I would encourage you to watch Wednesdays, because I know we've done tons of Pod stuff, tons of Metabox stuff, but yesterday was slightly different because we used Pods to build something that had nothing to do with custom post types. So I'd encourage you, that would be one to watch. Well, today we are also going to be doing something that is non-traditional in the fact that, yes, there are lots of plugins that can do like modal pop-up windows or waiting 5 seconds for somebody or 10 seconds for somebody to show up on your site and then popping up a window, asking them to subscribe to your newsletter. There's tools like that. But I always wondered, well, what, since we already have form plugins that we use, couldn't we just do the same thing for a form plugin? So that's what we're going to do today. Now, I'm just going to use Gravity Forms because that's what I've been working with the past few weeks or so. And we're just going to dive into making a modal window capability in Gravity Forms. I've already given you all the code you need for this webinar. It's in the handout that's below the chat box. And that way, if you have to go away or come back, you can use the handout, the PDF handout, and those codes to reproduce this. So we are going to start by creating a new form. We are going to be using the latest version of Gravity Forms 2.5. So if it's been a while since you looked at Gravity Forms, it's going to look a little bit different. So we're going to call this one our surprise subscribe, because it's going to be a pop-up window. All right. So we have we only need 5 fields. And we're just going to go through and create each field and deal with each of them as we need. So I'm going to start off with, in Gravity Forms, yes, you have this ability on the right-hand side of using an HTML block or a section block. If ever I need something to operate like a header tag, I'm going to use the section. Now, I could use the HTML, but the reason why I'm going to use the section is, and you'll see this HTML, which we'll use at the bottom, the HTML box does not render in the visual section of Gravity Forms. The section one does. So if I bring this over here and I've got my little section break, you'll see I can come over here and I can start adjusting this. So let's do surprise subscribe to our newsletter. And then we can do something like, don't miss out on some amazing information and deals, whatever. And when I move off of that, see how that's the big difference between a section, using a section, and an HTML section. This section will render and it will show it. All right. So the next thing we need is a text field that the person can put their name. So I'm going to go ahead and just grab our little text item, come over here, and we will say your name. Now, we need that to be required. Now, this is one of the cool things of the new Gravity Forms. It already has grid systems built in. So I just need to make space for the email. So I come over to the right-hand side so that I highlight to get this little blue bar, and I can now drag this over and basically split my column. because I'm going to add another field, and it's going to be advanced field because I want to use an email field. So I'm going to hover it around till I get the blue bar in the right location. So that way it'll drop the field where I need it to go. I'll come over here to the settings and make this one required. Now, because this is going to be an email subscription thing, I do want to honor the GDPR, people's privacies, and handle all that. Well, the latest version of Gravity Forms has a field called consent. What makes this nice is all the work is already done for us. So I've got the consent, and notice how it already puts together, I agree to the privacy policy. Now, I could do this. If I had a privacy policy already set on this website, I could put a link to it. Now, the reason why I bring up this consent field and not just use a regular checkbox, we can agree to it. Now, BG, great question. A Gravity form is already going to have a timestamp attached to it. We can choose to remove the IP address so that, again, that's another privacy thing. We don't have to collect that. Now, here's another thing to know about, and I don't know if any of you have run into this. If you use Cloudflare for the DNS of your website and you are running it through the proxy, and you're not just passing it through and not just using DNS, you're actually passing it through Cloudflare, the IP address won't work. Why? Because the IP address that it's going to return for a user who's submitting the form is going to return a Cloudflare IP address. So that's a side rabbit trail. That if you absolutely need IP address tracking for the thing, you're going to have to do a little bit more, either not use the Cloudflare, or you're going to have to pass that IP address through Cloudflare. But for those of you who need a little more protection or privacy, or not track the IP address, just using Cloudflare will take care of that. Because when somebody submits something, we're not going to collect their IP address, even if Gravity Forms is collecting it. That's just a side thing that I've noticed that Cloudflare has started doing. Mainly because I had built a form for my wife's studio and we were trying to figure out who was submitting certain forms. And so I jumped in there to try and look at the IP address so I could try and figure out which of her clients filled. Nope. They were like all coming through Colorado or something. I was like, who's that? Turns out it was Cloudflare's IP address. So just as a point of reference. All right. So I've got my consent item here, and I can make sure that this is required as well. Now, you can do this required here, but I choose to do it differently. I choose to not provide the submit button until they check this, or not allow the form to be submitted until they check. All right. For us to do what we're going to do, I'm going to just simply drop in an HTML block down here. We're going to change this. See the difference between an HTML block and a section block? I can't see anything I put here. All right, let's go ahead and update this. Now, I have, let's go to the form settings, and we'll go ahead and take care of that conditional logic. Subscribe to newsletter. How about if I spell it scribe to newsletter? Hold on. Join newsletter. I need some coffee. How many of you, anybody else do that? You're just going like, I'm not going to get this word and it's just going to look really ridiculous. Let me just choose a different one. I know it does. That's part of why I've just left it. There's a lot of spelling issues today. Okay. So I'm going to do enable my conditional logic. And so my consent is checked. So I'm not going to even show the button to submit unless they have consented to my privacy policy and submitting. So that's a neat little thing we can do. Now, before I lose any of that data, we're going to save this. Now, if I just go preview this, hey, it's just a regular form right now. And it's going to be a surprise. That's why everybody is surprised. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's just move on. I'm going to just fall down that rabbit trail. Okay, so we've gotten this taken care of. Now, what I'm going to show you next, we have to have a way to turn this that would normally just show on a WordPress web page into a boxed window that we will be able to use. Now, I have gone ahead and basically grabbed a whole bunch of code from a few other groups that provide Gravity Form styling and given you the code. Basically, this is all the CSS code, but what I want you to see, and let me just put this in the chat room, it's a GIST, so you can grab it. You don't have to use it all, and here's why. Let me actually make this go regular. Because the first part is the full-blown modal window up until here. So the first 200 lines turns the form into a modal. You'll see why. But look at this. It is a WPS-modal, which is going to be used here. See this WPS-modal, that's WP Studio modal. I just need to assign that. I don't need to worry about anything else. I need to assign a class, WPS modal, to turn this into a modal box. And then, if you're looking at the handout, I've also given you, and let me just bring the handout over here so you see. Basically, what we are doing is in our box, we are choosing one from each one of these columns. We have to have WPS modal. Then you choose one of these. It's the location, whether you want it centered in the middle of the web page, centered at the bottom, bottom left, bottom right. Three different places where we can pop up the window. And then you're just going to choose one of the themes. So let me drag this back over here. And I'm just going to choose WPS modal. We're assigning that to this form, then we're going to do WPS modals centered, and then we will do space WPS modal theme. Let's just choose purple. So basically, you choose one from each of them, and then we can save this setting. So now we have assigned this form, and again, we're not going to get any. The preview doesn't pull this in. Plus, we haven't added that CSS to our website. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make life super easy, and we're going to just play around. Let's turn this raw. I'm just going to grab everything so that we can change things around. Sherry, the theme colors, yes, you can absolutely change it. What you'd be doing is you'd be coming down here looking for the theme. Let me find my purple theme. Here's my purple theme. It actually already is in a hexadecimal color. All the name purple is, that's the name of the CSS class. So the actual stuff is there. What we're assigning in this form setting is simply grabbing, we're signing overarching CSS classes that are already defined. So I'm going to come over here. Let's get rid of these form previews. Let's just go here. And I'm going to use the customizer. Why? Because it's a very easy place for us to just dump CSS. So let's just go in here. We'll leave the stuff we did for a prior webinar. And I'm just going to paste it all in there. All 700 pages, 700 lines of CSS code and publish it. It's not going to affect anything here because we have not put the HTML, we have not put the form on the website yet. All right, let me bring this back. Okay, we have done this. We may come back to the customizer here in just a moment. All right, let's go back to our form. So first thing was we created our settings, our fields. We decided which classes we're going to use. And that's why in the handout, I gave you that little table where you select one from each. Again, this is just a simple way of doing this. You guys can rewrite your CSS. You can redo whatever you want for this. But this gives you just a jump off point. Now, we need to go back to that field. Because in this HTML field, this is where we're going to put our JavaScript. Why am I doing that? The reason why I'm putting the JavaScript directly into this field, into this form, is the JavaScript won't be used or put onto a page unless that form is being used. So especially if we are attaching a form to every page or only the front page, this way the JavaScript we need is always going to be there. So I'm going to just change this to our JavaScript block. Now, I also have the gist for this. And there's the link. It's also in the handout. I'm going to zoom this in just so you can see. But there's only two things that you need to know. Well, there's a few things. The first is I am setting a variable for WPS modal. And then basically this underscore wrapper is added by Gravity Forms itself. So when I assign a WPS modal in this settings area, jump over here. When I assign a WPS modal right here, when Gravity Forms uses those default class names, it attaches additional things like an underscore wrapper for the div that wraps around the entire form. So that's where that comes from, even though we didn't declare anything to say wrapper on that. That comes from Gravity Forms itself. So basically what I've done is in this JavaScript, we're identifying that modal, whatever that form is, and we have things where we are adding a class active. We have a CSS class active. So if we go into the CSS, you would find a WPS-modal active class that makes the opacity 1. And if you go into the CSS, you will see that the WPS modal, the default CSS class, has a display none. So what we are doing is, in a delay of seconds, a certain number of seconds, we are adding a class active. And then this other thing has, well, if they click the button close, we're going to remove the active, which means we're now removing the thing. But I show you something slightly different or something a little bit more. I'm using JavaScript's local storage. So basically it's like setting a cookie, but it's a local storage on their browser where we have a reference form of whether somebody's already clicked the button to close it. So what this will allow us to do is if the first time a visitor comes to the site, it will pop up a window 10 seconds after they arrive. We're assigning a custom ID, WPS, ABC, whatever. We're assigning that, and there's a cookie residing that lets me know whether they have clicked the button or not to close this window, which means if they come back to the website and we check the user ID of whatever their cookie, if they've already clicked close, I'm not going to show it to them. That's why has closed is there. But if they haven't clicked the close, we are going to activate the stuff. So that's what's happening here. You don't really need to know anything other than these two things. The two things are A, what delay do you want it to be? Now I just put this here as seconds and 10 because it's 10 times 1,000 because everything is in milliseconds on the web. So if you need it to happen at 5 seconds, great, you put 5 there. If you need to force the modal, or maybe every month you're deciding, hey, we're going to start over. If you closed it out every month, we're going to do a new thing. So go ahead and change this to whatever you need. It doesn't matter. So that's what's happening here. Very simple JavaScript. And it's something that you can just copy and paste from this GIST. So let's go back to our site, back to our field, to our HTML form. We'll call this our JavaScript. And in our content, I'm just going to copy paste that. And let's go ahead right to the top because we'll make life easier so we don't have to sit for 10 seconds. I'm going to change this to 5. Now we're going to update this. So now we have basically everything ready for us. And all we're left with is to add this form to our website. So I am going to make life super easy and use a capability of VocePress. Now, if you use GeneratePress, you can use the elements to do that. I am going to create a block. Let's call this one I'll stay with it. We'll just go with it. My surprise element. And at this point, I just need to put the short code for Gravity Forms. And since I'm in here in a classic editor, I can click add the form, my surprise subscribe. And maybe I don't need those, but here's the thing. When we put something in a modal window, it must have Ajax. Otherwise, it'll try and refresh the whole page, which loses the modal window. So enable Ajax. It won't work what we're doing if you don't enable Ajax. Insert the form. Hey, there we go. And then my location, let's go ahead and do for the entire website. And sorry, my display rule. And let's attach it to, basically you can attach it to any hook. Or you can just drop this on any page, on any header, any footer, whatever you need. So let's just go ahead and after the header, we'll drop it in there. It's okay. It won't show up because it's set to be display none. All right. So let's publish this. Now, before we go look at it and see what we've done, there's one other thing we have to do with this form. It's in the confirmation. The default confirmation, we have the ability to say, oh, if somebody submitted it, you can do a text or you can do a redirect. If you do a page, you're going to possibly have some really weird implementation because the page might possibly load. I've seen it happen 2 or 3 times, but not every time. It loads inside the modal window, the div that we've created for this form. So either do text, so the Ajax will just simply place the text result into that area, and then they can close the modal window, or redirect them completely to another page. Don't use the page insertion. So I'll just leave the text here. Save the confirmation. All right, so now let's go to, because I want to customize a few things with that CSS, I'm going to go to our customizer. Now, because we had set everything in 5 seconds, because we're using the customizer, oh, there we go. It just showed up. So now, and that's really, we would probably have to deal with some CSS. That doesn't look very good. So let's change the form where we go into our theme. And instead of me choosing purple, let's do white because that's a nice simple design. It looks better. So let me refresh on our customizer in case I need to fix something. So somebody's visiting our website. We are ready to go. And then all of a sudden, hey, we've got a nice form that pops up. And it's it doesn't look traditionally like gravity forms, because we've spent the time. I gave you all that CSS to style it. It treats it like a modal window. It's not really a modal window. It's just has a Z index of 99999. So it's sitting in front of everything, and it's positioned absolutely right in the middle. And I'm giving you the appearance of a popover because it is a fake background shadow. What this benefits from is it doesn't get blocked by blockers. Why? Because it's not an actual pop-up. We are simply using JavaScript to show this thing up. Now, let me show you what the other three options. If we come over here and change this from WPS modal center to bottom centered. And these are from that, remember from my handout, that section 2, we can change those options. And let me save this, come back over, and let's, while we're at it, let's go ahead and just change this to 2 seconds so that you guys can actually, we don't have to wait any longer. So I'm going to update this. Go back here and we'll refresh. Now, because I haven't hit the checkbox to close out, it's not going to handle that. Notice how now it came out and it came up from the bottom. It's staying at the bottom. So I've got some nice things going on, things that are looking good right now. Let's change not only bottom left, but also change one of the themes, bottom left or bottom right. And then we'll change this one to navy, maybe. Refresh. Give it the 2 seconds as the person, boom. Again, we would probably have to style. That's why I kept this up, because we might need to jump into the CSS to style the specific items. So this has now given, and again, here, I'll do this. I'll do it right now. If I close this, even if I refresh on this, it's not, it shouldn't pop up again. So 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, 4 second, because of this has closed. See, my local storage has already, I've saved something about this reference. What is the reference? It's the form ID plus the underscore modal plus modal UID, which was WPSABC. So in my local storage, if I were to come over here and let's see, it's not in the local storage. See, here's my local storage. I can't see it. But if we had something that, if I had a way to open this up, you would literally see this variable form ID. So basically it would be 4 underscore modal underscore WPSABC. So it's basically saying if we've set something, if they see, if it finds that, hey, it's been closed. That's what the has equals this. But if I go in here to our form, go back over to our edit the setting, into our HTML, into our JavaScript, and I change this UID to muffins, and I update. Now, let me just change, go, let's do look at the other one. Let's put it back into the center, bottom centered, and we'll choose green. Theme green. Save the setting. Now when I refresh, let's get rid of that. Give it the 2 seconds. There, see how it now popped back up? Because that unique identifier, my modal UID, is being set. And when I change that, it basically, the JavaScript is looking at the local storage for the user and they don't see it. Now, the benefit of doing this, again, I would encourage you to play around with your own CSS. I've just done some generic CSS that I've borrowed from a few other pop-up plugins, plopped it in here. You can style this. You don't have to use it for a newsletter subscription either. You could use it for news. Hey, did you catch the latest news from our month, from our the month of July? You could have a little pop-up window with your latest news, and you can use the same JavaScript wrapping around a Gravity Form window. And what about if you just did something like, hey, don't miss the upcoming JavaScript items, blah, blah, blah. And maybe you have something that says, are you going to be attending the company picnic? Please enter your name. That happens at the end of the month. And if they close it, guess what? They won't see it until you reset this modal UID in that JavaScript. And when you could basically just put this, you could put it like January 2021. So you know exactly when that thing was set in their site, in their browser. I think it's a unique and a interesting solution that doesn't have to be for a pop-up for this, but it could be a pop-up for notifications. It could be a pop-up for whatever you want. And again, I've given you all the CSS that hopefully you could play around with and customize things to your liking in terms of animations for how it rolls in, how it rolls out. I've only done things for fields like the text and the email fields. You would have to add additional CSS classes to here to get the full effect of the styling. So now you know how we can automatically open a Gravity Form wherever we want. Now, at the same time, because I was using my blocks with Voce Press, I could choose to, hey, let's only display it on the front page so it won't affect anywhere else. Maybe I would only show it on certain areas. Maybe I make it only visible to certain logged in users or logged out users. Which means you can use things that already exist to control when and where something would show, and you simply allow that JavaScript to allow us to give the user the ability to close something out and not see it again. Yeah, the block settings are only Voce Press, but you could do the exact same thing with Generate Press. You could do the exact same thing with Beaver Builder or Elementor. Anytime, wherever you're going to add something. Let's see. Yeah, Code Studio. Yes. Yes, you could do that. You could drop like the HTML like this, where you're dropping in the Gravity Form, and then use Code Studio's, conditional logic on the right side to say, hey, here's what you can, where you can and can't show it. And again, you're allowing the JavaScript that we've put into the form create the, has this person seen it or not? Have they closed it or not? Now, if it's of interest to you guys, I can do another webinar in the future. Because right now, this is the only way I know of opening a Gravity Form as a modal. Yes, you could create your own button somewhere that would then automatically open that modal window, but it may be easier using a plugin that will basically just drop a Gravity Form into a modal pop-up window. But I'm sure using some of this, you could, rather than simply having the modal add class for a timeout, we could do something like a on click. So we'd have actually a button there that we would on click function add the class to the modal window for active. So there are ways to do that, but that's beyond what we were going to talk about today. So I hope this has been fun looking at a non-traditional use of Gravity Forms to turn it into a pop-up newsletter subscription. And utilizing just like those HTML blocks inside Gravity Forms. So have fun. If you arrived a little late, there is a handout below the chat room that gives you direct links to not only the CSS, but the JavaScript, and also walks you through each one and shows you how to select the CSS classes to use. So take care. I hope you guys have a great rest of a Thursday. If you're here on the East Coast with me, stay safe in this storm that is rolling through. All right. Have an enjoyable rest of the week. I believe I'll have another email going out to you guys with some updates. Have a great rest of the day.